Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
My name is Anthony Nichols, and I'm here at the KBFT studios, and I am with...
Dorothea Kletchka.
You were a cook, a chef down at the Nanabuja Cafe, an event that we had held down at the Tribal Government Building. And what dishes did you make?
I made two dishes. One is called Indian pudding, and the other one is cornmeal mush.
And how do you make Indian pudding?
Well, it takes about 2 hours to make. The first half hour is just getting the ingredients mixed together. It's cornmeal. The pudding is cornmeal. It doesn't come out tasting like cornmeal. It comes out tasting like a pumpkin pie. And the spices I put were cinnamon, ginger, cloves. That was the other spice. I couldn't remember it.
Okay.
And I mix all them together, like the dry ingredients together. And a lot of people put bacon or salt with it. Or you can put lard. Sometimes I use lard and sugar because I like it sweet.
The Nanabuja Cafe, what do you think about it?
I really enjoyed cooking for the cafe and having people taste, especially my cornmeal pudding, because I don't think too many people eat cornmeal pudding.
What would you like to see more of, like at the Nanabuja Cafe, is more participants, more chefs, or more eaters?
I like the... This one that I went to this past weekend, I like that there's a lot of community members with children, because I think the children need to be part of everything that the things that we do, and that they see and come together with everyone too in the community, because my grandchildren really enjoyed it. They liked the different food and even tried different food other than what I cook or their mom cooks. I'm glad that the community was there. I'm glad for the different dishes. You know, because it's hard to get the walleye sometimes. It's hard to get the deer meat sometimes. I mean, the wild rice, too, is getting less for us as a family every year. We still had blueberries left from last year to make our blueberry crisp.
So the event is not just the event. It's not just where you go to share your food and eat, but before that, what occurs at home, the collaboration of family members in the cooking process, you know, that in itself is a neat thing. Like, hey, let's hang out together and do some good cooking today, you know?
Yes.
And then we'll make these nice dishes and share it with other people later on today, and it'll be a good thing. And then get down there, and there's more sharing and more people, and everybody's getting together. And so I think that's a good thing.
It's pretty good to taste what other people put together. It's real hard to do like a native, like I would really like to eat rabbit. We used to eat turtle. I still know how to cook turtle, but I'm not going to go get a turtle to cook it because I'm just different from when I was little.
I heard that mentioned from a few people, like they wouldn't mind seeing some rabbit down there.
Well, I hope you guys keep doing your cafe.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.